opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. A RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
USADA announced today that Cyborg has been cleared of any potential anti-doping policy violations. And we didn't really talk about UFC 209 last week, but after the fight, Jermaine Duranemi, the first thing they were going to ask her is, well, what about fighting Cyborg? She said, I broke my hand in 2015, and I need to get surgery on it. 2 days later, people are questioning her win over Holly Holm. She says, I'll fight Holly Holm in 2 months. Everyone is going to be ducking this chick.
A healthy Tony Romo at his best, does he make the Texans a Super Bowl contender?
He definitely puts him in the conversation. I think that's the biggest question.
Well, and I don't think he can. Healthy. I don't think he can stay healthy. I think whoever gets him, you're just hoping that you get 12 games out of him and he's ready for the playoffs. I think you better have a quality backup. And both of those teams have guys who played last year. I don't know about quality with Brock Osweiler, but you would at least have a guy who started in the league.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780-ESPN if you want to text the show. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. Also, make sure you text the show. And we are at Sam Houston Race Park. Live racing will start in just about an hour. We've also got the 50-cent beer has now started, so you can dive in on that. And we'll be here till 7 o'clock, and Sasha Reisenhoover is going to join us next segment. Very popular jockey out here who does a real good job and has joined us before. She's very entertaining, so that'll be
interesting. I didn't want to say, is it a chick? Because then if it wasn't, it would have sounded bad, right?
Yeah.
So I just was waiting for you to say he or she.
Okay, so she. And she was on with us last year, so this will be her second appearance.
A return appearance.
Indeed. So,
and I have a question for her.
I know.
I've been saving this one up.
I'm going to let you do that one first. Couple things that I wanted to get to. By the way, if you missed any of the first 2 hours, really good stuff. And RJ Bell, especially in the last segment, who was just, as always, pure genius. And you can get all that at podcastarena.com. And high marks for the meat lovers that we just knocked out.
Oh, my God.
So,
this can't be healthy food that we're eating.
No, we can't be, but 3 for 3 on the food truck so far on quality.
Is that all the food trucks that are out there? There's more?
Do we have more coming? Okay. I'm just curious because I've tried to save a little room, and I don't know if that was
a
good idea.
I'm getting full.
I am too. A lot of the Terrell Owens has been saying a few things lately about the Hall of Fame.
He doesn't care.
I think here's my favorite thing that he said, though. Yeah, you have it. This is about Chris Carter. Go ahead, John.
Chris Carter, trust me, I'm better than Chris Carter. I'll tell him that. He knows that I'm not a fan of him. For my second year in the league, when we beat them in a playoff game, and reporters came over and said they got a quote from him saying that his DBs made two mediocre receivers, speaking of me and JJ, look like Pro Bowlers that day. From that day on, that fueled me. I lost respect for him. And today it's still the same. And for him, let me say this.
Good.
It's Chris Carter. Don't throw stones when you live in a glass house. He wants me to wait because he had to wait. I did more with less. I was better than Chris Carter. So he shouldn't mention anything about anybody, especially me, about being a flawed candidate. When here's the guy that got released, flunked 3 drug tests from Philly, cocaine and alcohol addiction. And then there was somewhere down the road, he's telling guys to ask somebody to be a fall guy. What kind of character is that?
That was T.O. on Mike Francesa on WFAN.
And he's right.
He's right about everything he said. And Chris Carter, frankly, to me, is not a Hall of Famer. He cried his way in, but used his ESPN friends to help him get in. I don't think he belongs in the Hall of Fame. And if he's in there, how is T.O. not in there?
Well, I think that's T.O.'s whole point, and it's an easy one to make. To say, well, look at what I accomplished in the league and look what Chris Carter's accomplished in the league and tell me he deserves to be in and I don't. There's no way you can.
Yeah, I mean, I happen to agree with every single word you said. So I'd like to be able to rip him, but I can't because those points are all fair. And again, it goes back to my version of the Hall of Fame would have a lot fewer people in it.
But even if he did have like a tightened up Hall of Fame,
T.O.'s in.
T.O.'s in.
Yeah. Chris Carter is not.
There's no point in having a Hall of Fame if T.O.'s not in the Hall of Fame, to be honest. That's like, it would literally be like Peyton Manning not getting in the Hall of Fame his first 2 years of eligibility. It would be the same thing.
I agree.
And people would be going like, how the hell is this happening? I mean, T.O. probably ranks higher on the all-time receivers list than Peyton Manning does on the all-time quarterbacks list. But there's zero doubt that Peyton Manning's a first ballot Hall of Famer. I mean, let's just – I just wish people would call it what it is, that T.O. didn't play the game that they wanted him to play when he was a player, that he didn't play the game with the media that they wanted him to play, and they're going to punish him for it. And it's lame, and it sucks that a bunch of old white men get to decide who's in the Hall of Fame. It's clearly a flawed process, clearly. And there's one or two guys have come out and said that they didn't vote for him. Kudos to them for at least doing it. The problem is there's not open ballots everywhere where we can see who voted for him and who didn't, and who the scumbags are that are keeping this to themselves. Who's voting for the? And the other thing is, if character is such a big issue, how's Jerry Jones getting in? How's Jerry Jones with the pictures with hookers and
glory holes?
Glory holes. I mean, how's he getting in? And T.O.'s not. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I guess one of the guys from Buffalo came out and wrote why he didn't vote for him, and he made a decent enough case. I still don't buy it. And I at least admire the guy for coming out and saying why he didn't think he belonged in there, but I also disagree with his entire premise.
I want me some glory hole.
Yeah. Good for you, Jerry. You got you some. All right. Imagine how he'll look in that yellow jacket. That's what I want to see. I want to see a photo of Jerry Jones in his yellow jacket with a couple of hired helps.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
I want me some glory hole.
All right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this applies since we're at the horse track. We go to Chantilly, Virginia, where Customs and Border Protection agents have seized 42 pounds of horse meat, including 13 pounds of horse genitals,
ooh,
from two women arriving from Mongolia at Dulles International Airport.
What are they doing with that? I understand. I mean, maybe you can have a reason to have horse meat. Maybe you're into eating that. I don't know.
Well, horse meat is prohibited from entering the U.S. without an official certification due to fears of foot and mouth disease.
Okay.
Mongolian horse meat is always prohibited because of concerns about diseases. But the horse meat was hidden in juice boxes. One of the women said the horse genitals were for medicinal purposes. That's what I say about marijuana.
Yeah, but you know how like Eastern medicine is. Yeah. Sometimes they'll, if you take this dust of horse penis, it'll cure what ails you. So Jong knows all about that.
Yeah. Negative. It's not my genitals.
3 liters of yak milk was also seized and incinerated.
Oh, boy.
So, if you were hoping to, you know, that someone was going to bring you some horse genitals and yak milk for your lunch tomorrow, you could forget it. It's all been confiscated. 13 pounds of horse genitals. That is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
662 asked how Lawrence Taylor get in the Hall of Fame. Believe it or not, there was quite an argument about Lawrence Taylor getting in. And as I recall, it was John McClain who really went to bat for him and helped him get in. But there was a lot of discussion about Lawrence. And that's crazy, right?
I mean, Lawrence Taylor is the best who's ever played his position. Maybe the best defensive player ever.
Yeah. So, you got to have a fall guy from D. Yeah, that's...
Got to have a fall guy.
That guy probably has... Needs to... I don't know. I've never been a big Chris Carter guy. I don't like him on air. You know, I just... Not a fan of his. So... Nick says 13 pounds is like half a horse genital.
Like half of one horse is dong? Like,
well, yeah, would that be a dong or would that be
balls?
Yeah.
And are we talking about twig or berries? Is that what you're
saying?
Yeah,
are we talking about half a berry or a full berry when you say half of a horse genital?
Balls.
Oh, David, what David Delotti, when they say horse genitals, what are they talking about?
Balls.
Okay, thanks, David.
Penis. Yeah.
Oh, well, which one?
Well, make up your mind.
Penis.
It can't be both. Well, I guess it could be both. I think it is both. Butt too?
But. Penis. Balls.
That guy has such a dirty mouth. My goodness.
The best is there's like kids walking.
Yeah, that was just great
when
timing.
When David Delotti does that, it's atrocious.
Yeah.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
He should. Somebody should tell him.
It's ridiculous. There's people eating.
Balls.
It's vile. Just stop.
Oh, man. I don't know what we're going to do with that guy, AJ.
We should probably. I think he should probably be let go from the station. Junk.
All right. 713-780-ESPN. If you wish to text the show, you can also hit us up on Twitter. Reminder, we're out here at Sam Houston Race Park. And we're not taking any calls on the HRNP listener line, but we do have an HRNP listener line. It's good that you guys know that. And 50 Cent Beer is underway. And races start at 7 o'clock, so we're going to take a quick break. Sasha Reisenhuber is scheduled to join us when we come back. And I think maybe they quit bringing us food. Did we not say enough nice things?
It's actually probably a good thing.
Yeah, I can't anymore. It is the Blitz on ESPN.
I probably shouldn't.
It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, you got to keep them separated. Gotta keep them separated.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at Sam Houston Race Park. And... joining us for the second time, which now makes her a regular. She joined us last year. One of the better riders out here, Sasha Reisenhuber. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, we were just talking off air. You just woke up from a nap, huh?
I did.
Hard day. Hard day you've had so far.
It was all right.
I was saying to you, Fred, and she's, you know, I'm curious your thoughts. Are you surprised there's not more lady jockeys?
I kind of am, yeah.
Because she was saying she doesn't have to cut weight.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking there's a bunch of dudes back there miserable right now, probably trying to make themselves throw up and feeling like crap. And you don't have to deal with any of that just because you're naturally a tiny person. That seems like a pretty big advantage.
It is.
Like, you're, if I were you, before the races, I would be in the back eating cheeseburgers in front of your opponents.
No.
Why, you don't do that?
No.
Why not?
I'd be sick.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What do you can't eat anything before the race? Do you not eat at all?
I usually eat it a couple hours before.
Okay.
Just so my body.
So you've got some fuel.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I was here last week. Did you ride any horses here last week?
I did.
Okay.
I had 6 wins last week.
6 last week?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Were you in the third race? You don't know,
do you? I can't remember that. Okay. I've rode too many.
So before the third race... I was out there watching the horses to see if I could figure out which one would be the best just by watching them with my eyes. I found out the one that was the worst. It was the 8 horse, got super pissed off at whoever was riding it. It jumped in the air a bunch of times, and then it fell to its side.
Yeah, I was in that race.
You were in that race.
Yeah.
And then the 8 horse got kicked out of the race. The jockey like looked like he was broken in half. They had to help him get back to the back room.
He got his lip busted up pretty good.
It was his lip? That was it?
Yeah. He was okay.
Okay. He could have rode then, right?
Well.
Was he just too scared? Was he too shook up? Would you have rode with a bloody lip?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just saying. It just seems like I would too. But also, if you have a horse that's being a total a-hole, that horse was a, I mean, that's, he's a bad horse.
You have those kinds.
Sometimes it's, you just say, listen, like, you'd work with whoever the trainer is, right?
Yeah.
And then you tell them, hey, listen, your horse, I don't know what's wrong with it. Fix it. You're a horrible trainer. Do you ever say that?
No.
Hey, why not?
You just, out of respect for the trainer, you never say that.
And so is,
you
the,
don't
is the trainer your boss?
I guess in a way you could kind of say yes.
I thought it was like a triangle agreement. Like the horse and the trainer and the jockey are all equal and all important in,
yeah,
the role.
You still can't just go say what's on your mind. I mean,
really?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever had a horse that you know sucks and you're just like, ugh.
Oh, a lot
this
of
is a horrible horse. This horse is never going to win. I'm going to ride it anyway. You do that?
Every jockey does.
Really?
If they tell you they don't, they're not telling the truth.
That's disappointing.
Well, you've obviously been riding for Carl for quite a while. You guys have had a lot of success together.
Been doing all right.
Yeah, got off to maybe a little slower start this meet than usual. What was going on with
started
that?
A little slow. Just kind of went through all of our bullets, you know? I mean, you kind of have your ups and downs in this game, and right now we're kind of in a slump, but we're
going to
pull out of it.
You won six races last week. What are you talking about, a slump? How many do you want to win?
You thought we're talking about the trainer, Carl Broberg.
Yeah. Oh, the trainer's in a slump. And that's, I see what you're doing. That's jockey talk when you say we're in a slump.
Well, it means his, I read first call. For
his horses aren't doing great, but the other horses you've been riding have been doing great.
They've been doing good, yeah.
So don't you think that Carl should maybe look at himself in the mirror and say, hey, am I really training these horses my best? Because I feel like he's got a top jockey here, but his horses aren't winning. It's got to be his fault, right?
It's not.
Okay. You blame the horses or you blame yourself?
It's the horses. It's okay. What's underneath you. I mean, if you don't have a horse underneath you, you can't do nothing with it. I mean, it's all right. It's 95% the horse and 5% the jockey. I mean,
how many lady jockeys are here?
I think there's 5 of us.
Do you feel like you get the respect you deserve from these trainers? Do they treat you the same way they treat the men jockeys?
Some yes, some no. I mean,
do you hate riding for them if you think they're sexist?
Well, there's some won't ride you.
Oh, really?
It just depends. Yeah. I mean, you have your few, but
are the other girls good looking?
I don't know.
I find you to be like an attractive jockey. I think you're.
I'm a girl.
You're probably the best looking jockey we've had on this show, I would say.
Well, thank you.
Like, do you get along with the other girl jockeys, or is there?
Oh, yeah.
Are you guys,
we all
like,
get along.
Is it like The Bachelor, where you guys are all bitches to each other and like you're all fighting for the same horse?
No, we get along pretty good.
Okay.
I mean, when you're in a room together, you kind of have to get along.
You're all in a room together?
Yeah.
Like in a jockey room or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there's the girls' side and then there's the guys' side.
Who's the lightest jockey in the girl's side?
That'd be me.
Yeah?
Probably me.
I bet the heavy one doesn't like you that much. Like the biggest girl probably thinks, she's like, oh.
I pray nobody's acting right now.
I mean, I bet she has something against you because she's like, oh, I can't eat. Like, you probably have some gummy bears or something and you just get to snack on. And she's probably like those dudes throwing up in a bucket. No, that's not the case?
No. We pretty much get along. I mean.
All right.
It's more like you choose to do what you do, you know. So it's kind of one of those things, if you choose that, you can't hate somebody else.
But when you're competing against them all the time, there has to be some sort of, you know, like a spirit that says, I want to beat you. Are you guys not competitive with each other?
Yeah, they're all competitive. Everybody wants to win, of course.
Right, because if you win, you get picked the next day, right?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, okay. It works kind of like that.
Right. I'll stop making you uncomfortable. I just I want to know how it works back there. I feel like I would be very bitchy towards all the other riders.
Well, it is. It's kind of a weird deal because you guys have to sort of look out for each other on the track in addition to competing with each other, right?
Kind of. I mean, you're with them so much throughout the meet here. Like, you see them every race day, every morning you're out here. I mean, you eventually kind of see them as family, kind of, but at the same time you're out there to compete. But so it's one of those things, like, you're out there for yourself to make money and win, but you're also out there to look out for the others too. Like, you're not going to go out there and try to hurt somebody. If someone gets in trouble, you're going to try to help them.
But at the same time, when somebody does cut you off, tempers
can flare.
There's
some themes that can go
on. Are there ever fights in that locker room?
Never have I seen any in here, but there have been fights before I've seen.
Oh, I'd love to see
that. I mean, I've been in a few arguments myself. I'm not going to say who's that.
Have you ever gotten an argument with a man jockey?
Oh, yeah.
But you've never struck him, right? Because if you hit a man jockey, he wouldn't be allowed to hit you back.
Of course not, no.
So that would that's a good advantage
for
you,
though.
It's
one of the things what happens in the jockstrom stays in the jockstrom kind of day.
Oh, okay. It's locker room talks. I got it. Locker room stuff.
I've seen many jockey fights in the bars, so after the races.
We may be little, but we still have a temper.
So
especially when you...
Take us through your day, because it is a little weird with night racing, because you have to be out here early, and we're talking about having the nap and all, but... You get out. How many horses do you work in the morning? What time do you get out here? And then kind of take me through your day.
It kind of depends. Like this morning, let's see. You know, of course it rained and all, but everybody went earlier because the rain was coming. So the track opened at 7. My first one was at 7:30. And I ended up getting on 5, I think.
And then
I was through. And then I just kind of spent the rest of the day kind of how I wanted. Of course, had my nap. And then I got up, and now I'm here to try to win some races tonight.
Which one do you like best tonight?
I like Frontier Warrior. I think he should be tough.
Okay, because our people...
And then, I actually like all of my horses. I mean, you kind of have a positive attitude towards all of them.
Are one of those horses Carl's?
That was one, yeah.
Oh, that's the one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm telling you, he's coming out. We're going to come out of
the
slump.
It's going to happen tonight.
It's going to happen.
Good.
Yeah. Well, he wins races everywhere, every year, so it never lasts very long. That's got to be a pretty good feeling, though, to be in with a barn like that you know
it
you're
is,
going to get
but you know
horses.
What? I like riding for other people, too. I mean, for the longest, I just rode for him, and it was, it was fun to win races, but at the same time, you want to win for other people, and you want that shot, you know?
It's like being married. It's
fun. And when
fun.
You're riding for one person, they kind of... It's one of those things that you have to prove to them that, hey, you're going to ride just as hard for them as you would him, too.
Right.
So they don't just think that you're going to ride for him. You have to prove to them that you're going to try for everybody, you know. And now that I have them, they're finally, other people are riding me, and I've been able to do good with them, and I'm very appreciative of it.
Yeah, you and Amanda Barton have won a few races.
Amanda Barton, Miss Dallas and Donna King, I've ridden for them. I've won from a few people.
I was surprised to see Dallas is still alive. I've known him for a long time. So. All right. That's Sasha Reisenhoover, who is a terrific rider. And for those of you who like to bet a few bucks, there you go. She's giving you a horse. And our guys do bet.
Who's the best jockey in the room back there? Like, if you were a trainer, who would you pick to ride your horse?
Oh, man. That you're putting me on the spot again.
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit there and say,
are there
know.
One, like, or do you guys look at each other and be like, man, I wish I could do that like that guy does or something like that? Or is it, but do you just worry about you?
I just worry about myself.
Okay. All right. You could tell me off the air. That's okay.
I
just want to know who the best one is. Just for my purposes, I want to know.
All right. Well, Sasha, we appreciate you coming on and being grilled by AJ. And
it's all good.
It's always fun to talk to you. And
I would say we'll see you next year, but that probably won't happen.
And hey, have a great rest of the meet. I know I will. I'll be betting on a bunch of your horses. So,
no, you're betting on her, not the horses.
Well, it's a combination.
It's 5% her.
It's her,
5%.
The trainer, and the horse.
Yeah, yeah. It's a triangle, Fred. I told you.
Okay. I'm going to put that in my notebook.
I know a lot about this stuff.
All right. We're going to take a very quick break. Be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I wouldn't hold my breath if I was you. Because I forget, but I'll never forgive you. Don't you know, don't you know. True friends stab you in the front.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow from Sam Houston Race Park. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. It is Fred Fowler. It is A.J. Hoffman out here at Sam Houston Race Park. And it is Jong Lee behind the glass, brought to you by
The Glass Doctor. Warm weather is just around the corner. It's time to start thinking about spring cleaning, projects around the house, and the perfect time to upgrade your bathroom. Call The Glass Doctor, 713-493-3200 for frameless glass shower enclosures. It's more affordable than you think. Call The Glass Doctor, 713-493-3200, or go to glassdoctor.com. The Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
All right. That was she was a lot of fun. She hung around and talked to us a little bit afterwards.
I think she liked my interviewing style.
I think she did. I think she was very comfortable with you.
Yeah.
And that there was a sort of connection there.
Maybe.
Rusty Russell.
I told her I was married. She was super bummed out about it.
Yeah, especially after you shared dog pictures.
Yeah, we traded dog pictures, and I was like, oh, sorry. I also have, like, a regular family of humans, so.
Yeah, kind of ruined it for her.
Yeah, well, she'll be all right. So if she does have a disappointing performance tonight, you'll know why.
Yeah, her heart's broken.
That's right.
Rusty Russell, can you tweet a picture of her? She sounds hot, like Tinkerbell or something. I'd say she's pretty attractive.
Yeah, she's like a jockey 12.
Yeah, I would think so. Most of the jockeys, they get pretty weathered.
She does have a big belt buckle, though. Like, she looks like a girl who rides horses.
Well, that's her job.
Right.
So, you know.
And then she did tell me about the fat girls in the jockey room.
Yeah.
After. She wouldn't name names, but she told me there's some.
No. All right. 713-780-ESPN, if you wish to text the show.
Oh, it's 50% beer time. It's happening.
Yeah. Well, it's been going on for 35 minutes.
Man.
That's why Roger's sitting over there. And Kevin the Pats fan. They've all been here since 6 o'clock.
Kevin the Pats fan. We really call people by that? Kevin the Pats fan?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's what he is. He wears a Gronk jersey around. So
everybody, the Pats fan, Fred.
713-780-ESPN. I don't know if they're about to start the national anthem, but if they are, we're going to have to throw it to a quick break. Yes, they are, I think.
So. Go get the lady to sing with us, Aaron. Go. Yeah. The old lady. All right. What do we need to do here, John?
Did we start or no? Okay, they haven't started it.
No, okay.
That was just Tom making an announcement, so... Tom Harris, who's a track announcer out here, whose picks you can also get on the free tip sheet, which is out here at the track, and mine are on the website, which I just had to update because they are on the turf tonight. I thought they would be off because of all the rain.
But they are going to roll.
Yes. So, what do you got?
There was people asking you who you like on tonight's card. Do you have a horse that you really like tonight?
Not particularly.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I didn't have time to go.
You always like Saturday's card more than today's.
Yeah, and I kind of do tomorrow, but I didn't have time to dive in more today than what I usually do because I was busy in meetings all afternoon, so I apologize for that. And I have to do these on the Friday picks I do on Tuesday. Same thing with Saturday. So I try to go back and look at them again and you know, find the races I know I'm going to like the best, and I just don't I didn't get a chance to do that today, so I can't really give you guys anything other than what's on the tip sheet. So 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in and text the show. You can do that. You can get us on Twitter, and we will say this is where it always gets awkward because I don't know when they're going to start doing the anthem. Did you see... did you see this guy, this L.A. Beast guy who's on YouTube for a bunch of stuff, does a bunch of food challenges?
No.
He ate as many light bulbs as he could in 10 minutes.
What?
He calls himself the L.A. Beast. He's been around for years. He does insane food challenges.
That's not a food challenge.
No, it's not.
Wise, guys.
But he basically decided to... eat light bulbs.
Good luck.
Yeah, and so there's a video out there if you want to check it out. But how many light bulbs can a human eat? I gotta say, we've had some really good food tonight. No light bulbs. There were no light bulbs in the food.
No,
which was good. I guess it's a good time to remind you that it is Food Truck Friday out here. So if you wish to come on out, catch the races. There's a lot of great food. Where was that grilled cheese from again? What You Craving?
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, I think that would be certainly one of my suggestions. Check that out.
And it's all so good.
Yeah, everything we had was fantastic, though. So the tamales, just great stuff. 713-780-ESPN. Somebody says he also had a 10-pound bag of sugar-free Haribo gummy bears, which basically 10 pounds of laxatives.
Oh,
That guy's nuts. I'm going to have to go check out these videos.
I want to see that tail.
Yeah. That sounds like something you would enjoy.
But I only care about the aftermath. Like, I want to see him...
all over his pants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I care about. I don't really care to see him eat it. That's not really that fun for me. Seeing him lose control of his bowels, fun.
Yeah.
That's the things I enjoy.
I would enjoy seeing him cut himself on the light bulbs.
Right.
Like blood spurting out of his neck, you know, like an arterial spray, that kind of thing. To me, those are funny. All right. Did you see, I don't know if you saw this, but the Atlanta Zoo got a new cockroach? Named it Tom Brady.
Oh.
You bitter much, Atlanta?
Don't be a hater, Atlanta.
Yeah.
If anybody should be mad about it, it's me.
Well, yeah, me too. That yeah. Under.
Yeah. If anyone should be upset, it's me. Let me tell you.
I don't think
I was certain Atlanta was going to win that thing.
Yeah, well, and I think most of the people who bet Atlanta were feeling really, really good.
Oh, I don't.
At halftime. That's
I was already picturing ways to spend my winnings. I mean, it was done.
Yeah, that's why I never tweet out during the game. Oh, look, this looks good, doesn't it?
No.
Yeah, because that can always go bad. But, yeah, I had to bring that up.
Sorry. I mean, technically you brought it up.
Well, no, I brought up the cockroach.
But then you said bitter much, and yeah, I am.
Okay. Well, that's fair. Feel free to continue to be bitter. I'm still bitter over it. The my other favorite story that I wanted to get to, speaking of the Super Bowl, was you know the tennis star, Jeannie Bouchard, who's from Canada?
Pretty hot.
She's pretty hot. She's been on SI Swimsuit, too. She was tweeting during the game, and this guy basically tweeted at her that, you know, she said the Falcons were going to win. He tweeted at her when the Patriots were way down, if the Pats win, go on a date with me. So it just goes to show, always take a shot. She wound up paying off on the bet.
Oh, nice.
And then got on a second date.
What?
Yeah. So, nice. Not an unattractive man himself.
No, he's a good looking
dude. Which is probably why she went out with him the second time. But it just goes to show, we always tell people,
shoot your shot, man.
Exactly.
That's basically live betting.
Yeah.
I mean, he took the...
In-game betting.
He took the Patriots at like plus 15,000, and it paid off.
All right, we are about to do the national anthem. So, John, let's go to break real quick, and we'll come back with the thing I need to do.
Listening to The Blitz.
Hold on to your butt.
On ESPN 97.5.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
Yeah, stay sportsy. All right. So, about 15 minutes to the first race here.
Can we get some dust in the wind? Jong, we lost a couple legends last night, pro wrestling legends. I thought this would be fitting for you, Jong. Nicole Bass, who was a lady wrestler.
Not familiar with her.
She was at one point the world's largest female bodybuilder.
Okay.
I wouldn't be familiar with her, but she comes on the Howard Stern Show all the time. And she also posted disgusting topless pictures of herself on Twitter.
Okay.
I don't recommend you go find them.
I won't. She doesn't sound like anything I'd be interested in seeing.
But if you do, I'm sorry that you did. And one of my favorites when I was a kid was George the Animal Steele. He was covered in fur. I mean, his entire, like his back, his chest, his arms, it was all... an equal amount of fur, except for his head. He had none, which I appreciate now. I didn't appreciate it as much when I was a kid. I thought it was kind of creepy, but now I appreciate it. He died yesterday as well, so a rough... it's been a rough one for the pro wrestling world, Fred.
Him I have heard of.
He used to eat the turnbuckle. He had a green tongue. He was a wild man. So
sorry to see him go.
Yep. Thoughts and prayers to those guys.
And Twitter thoughts and prayers to the other one.
Yeah.
All right, let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff. We've said this week.
We're not going to allow the cheating this time.
All contestants will check their cell phones with Tyler.
Yeah, no.
And we'll go through a full, thorough pat down and cavity inspection. Fred is going to put his hands inside all cavities.
I brought ribbed gloves just for that.
For her pleasure and his.
Yeah, exactly. So everybody gets to have fun.
That's right.
All right, guys, the 2017 Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo is right around the corner, and a newly announced act today, Demi Lovato, is going to be at the rodeo this year. Yes, Demi Lovato.
The big announcement, your beautiful niece has been impregnated with the seed of greatness.
You know, I think you predicted that.
I did.
I think you predicted that.
You acted like it was an uncomfortable conversation at the time.
No.
I guess the thought of Derek Jeter ejaculating with no condom inside of her bothered you.
Terminology, yes.
Right, but now that
it's
happened.
You know I would never say that about your wife and your kids.
But I did twice.
You did.
It happened.
You did.
And I impregnated her. My seed found its way.
20 years from now, people will thank us, Glenn, and you'll be head of the Federation because you helped spearhead this effort.
You know what? I need a position. I need a position.
Like a doggy?
Just anything. No, that's great. That's a great position.
Right.
That's not what I was really thinking about.
What's the bill got to be for you to consider it an expensive dinner?
Probably $120.
What about you, Kimberly? What's an expensive dinner? $100? Chris, what's an expensive dinner to you? $65. $65? Cheap bastard.
Hell, I was thinking $120 was cheap.
He's going to Chili's and saying, yeah. Babe. Oh, boy.
This woman had been married for 42 years, and she was talking about how she really loves her husband. They have fun together. Everything's good. I say, so what's the secret? She says, communication. Her friend walks away, and then she says, really, it's
You can't say that. That's one of the things you can't say. Pornos you would watch of some teen porn, but they're clearly not really teenagers, or like a rape fantasy porn or something like that, or like casting couch porn where that's totally illegal.
Yeah, but if there's like a 15-year-old in there, then it's illegal. You're watching kiddie porn at that point.
If they tell you it's a 15-year-old or a 16-year-old, but she's really 20, it's not illegal.
No, but if she's really 15, yeah, it is.
Yeah, so that's true.
If a dude sucks, sorry, dude is never mind. Did you dump that?
Yeah. Stupid stuff we said this week.
That was not what I was trying to say. It just sort of came out that way.
Yeah, that happens sometimes.
I hate you, by the way.
Why?
Showing me that photo during stupid stuff.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That was one of the most grotesque things I think I've ever seen. In fact, I am going to go throw up as soon as
the show
is over.
Have some respect. She's dead.
It was kind of sexy.
No, it wasn't kind of sexy.
That's not what you said when the mics were off.
No, that is what I said when the mics were off. I basically tried not to throw up. All the great food that they gave us tonight, you almost made me throw up.
Sorry.
Shame on you. So, all right. Well, live racing out here tonight. I will be back out here tomorrow night from 6 until 8. So if you are, if you didn't win tickets and you still want to come hang out in the ESPN section, we'll have room for you. So come and hang out. And we'll bet some ponies tomorrow, drink some beer, and have a good time. And you could certainly do that tonight as well, because live racing goes off in about 18 minutes is to the first race here. And a pretty good crowd tonight for 50 Cent Beer. They do the 50 Cent Beer from 6 until 9. And it's basically it. It's a good time. So come on out and enjoy the car.
Always a good time out here at the track, Fred.
Yeah, and got a lot of regulars that come out here now, blitzers who have become, guys,
they're like you.
Yeah, degenerates, real life degenerates.
They're racetrack regulars.
And, yeah, they're out here more than I am, I think. Henry Thomas out here a lot.
He is. He loves the horse race.
He loves the horses, man. I'm with him. And regardless, should be a good couple of nights of racing. And then they also race out here on Monday and Tuesday, free admission on those days.
And is this the last of the thoroughbred meet?
No, we've got another week plus here. So.
Okay.
It goes until, I don't remember the exact date. I should know that off the top of my head, but it's through early March. So we've still got some time.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we've got a few weeks left. And then the big the 25th next week, the Max-Am Racing Festival. They've got a $100,000 race and three other stakes races. So all good stuff. And, yeah, it's been a really good meet so far. And we're kind of getting near the end, unfortunately, because I love these thoroughbreds, man. And it's been a lot of fun coming out here. But we'll keep doing it, and we'll be back for some of the quarter horses as well. I want to thank RJ Bell for coming on, as always, and being great. If you missed that, it's on the Podcast Arena, last segment of the 5 o'clock hour. We went long. We don't care. RJ, it's always cool to go long with. And Sasha Reisenhoover was on, and AJ made her very uncomfortable. So if you want to go listen to that.
But she wins tonight, though.
Oh, she'll win some races. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're welcome, Sasha.
Well, you get that blitz karma. Sasha. It usually works. You know, when Deshaun came on last year, he went on and won the jockey title.
That's right.
So this could propel her to big things.
That's right.
And I think next week we're going to have our buddy Paul Nolan, the English guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, who always talks about spotted dick.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
He loves it.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. All right. Well, you got any big plans this weekend?
Nothing pressing, I don't think. I'm going tonight to the fights in Humboldt. I'm doing play-by-play for the fights there. And then I think I might watch Lego Batman this weekend. It may be on my to-do list.
Yeah.
There's worse things.
I'm going to go out and celebrate getting this deal done tonight, and that's about it. I'll be out here tomorrow night, but otherwise. All right.
Don't die tonight.
Want to thank Voldemort. Did a great job. Oh, I'm not going to die. Zhong Li back in studio doing a great job. AJ Hoffman.
You're welcome for the picture.
And I want to thank our great guests for coming out. Well, Sasha for coming out. RJ for being on the phone. We'll be back on Monday, back in studio. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.